بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, today this is going to be our 39th session. 39th or 38th? Oh yeah, 39th, yeah. Now, today inshallah this is going to be our 39th session, reading from lessons in Arabic language. Level 4, Dr. Fa Abdul Rahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. And today's lesson, inshallah, or in this session, we're going to be continuing with lesson 32, dealing with the exception, al-istithna. So, for homework, what was suggested is that we do a review of the English key, dealing with al-istithna, yani pages 138 to 142, and then read and translate the Arabic text for this lesson on page 261 through 263, and then do the comprehension exercise number one, and study carefully exercise number two, which is the Arabic explanation of the elements and the different kinds of al-istithna, pages 263 to 264, and likewise the i'rab of the mustathna after illa and ghair and siwa and ma khala and ma ada. Now, and then likewise we also had finally read and translate exercise number 3 on page 267, and that exercise number 3 is after the Arabic explanation of the different types of istithna and the elements of istithna. This exercise is to go back to the dialogue, to the original lesson, and to extract from it examples of istithna, and there are 16 examples of istithna in the dialogue, mentioning the type of each one of them, what type of istithna it is, and its i'rab. Derive, extract the examples of istithna in the dars, in the lesson, in the dialogue, and mention the type of each istithna, what type of istithna it is, and its i'rab. So that's what we plan to do for today, inshallah. Quick review of the English key, reading the dialogue, and then the Arabic explanation of al-istithna, and one exercise, yani going back to look in the dialogue for examples of istithna, what type they are, and their i'rab. So let's start with the quick review. Excuse me. Quick review of the English key, beginning on page 138 and ending on page 141. And we're not reviewing the entire English key, we're reviewing the first matter, which is the core of the lesson. The secondary matters we've already covered in the previous lesson. So I just want a quick review before we do, before we read the dialogue, so that these things are fresh in our mind. And then, inshallah, following that, we'll do the Arabic explanation of istithna, its elements, its different types, and its i'rab. Okay, so on page 138, at the beginning of the lesson, it says, lesson 32, in this lesson we learned the following, and they give us this example. نَجَحَ الطُّلَّابُ كُلُّهُمْ إِلَّا خَالِدًا. All of the students have passed except Khalid. This is an example of al-istithna, exception. And the istithna has three elements. This is very, very important that we know these three elements, that we remember this terminology, and we know what each of them mean. Al-istithna has three elements. Al-mustathna, A, al-mustathna, it is the thing that is accepted. It's accepted from the general statement that came before it. In the above example, the mustathna is Khalid. Illa Khalidan. The second element of istithna is al-mustathna minhu. It is the thing from which exception is made. And it's the general statement that the exception is going to be made from. And in the above example, the mustathna minhu is at-tullabu. Najaha at-tullabu. Kulluhum. All of the students passed. So that's the general statement. The students all passed. The exception, al-mustathna, is Khalid, except Khalid. The third element of istithna is adatu al-istithna'i. It is the tool of exception, which is illa in the above example. Yani the tool of exception, adat al-istithna, in this example, it's illa. And there are other tools of, yani adawat al-istithna. But in this example, the main tool of istithna is used, that is illa. Illa is a harf, a particle. There are other tools also. These are siwa and ghair, which are nouns, and ma'ada and ma'khala, which are verbs. So these are the main adawat of al-istithna. The harf illa, which is the main one, and then also the nouns siwa and ghair, and the verbs ma'ada and ma'khala. Okay, so this is really the core of the lesson. The rest of it I'm going to just go through a little bit quickly, because we're going to read it today from Arabic. The kinds of istithna. So these are terminologies that we should have learned by now, because we had 1 week before we did our first session, and now we had another week before this second session dealing with al-istithna. So we've actually had 2 weeks to look at these ideas, these concepts, and to memorize this terminology. So the kinds of istithna. If the mustathna is of the same kind, yani the mustathna and the mustathna minhu, if they are the same kind, then the istithna is said to be muttasil. In the above example, Khalid is a student. Here, Khalid, yani, is of the same type as tulab. So that means it's muttasil. The mustathna and the mustathna minhu are both of the same kind, so it's muttasil. If the mustathna is wholly different, yani the thing that's being accepted, exception is made for, and it's different from the general statement that it is an exception from, if it's different, the two things, the mustathna and mustathna minhu, if they are different, then it's called munqati'a. So these are two terms that we should look at side by side. Muttasil, the two parts of the istithna are the same. It's called muttasil. They are connected to one another. If they are not the same, they are disconnected, it's called munqati'a. So there's muttasil, their two parts are the same, or munqati'a, the two parts are different. Yani the two parts meaning the mustathna, the exception, and the mustathna minhu, the thing that the exception is made from. From another point of view, the istithna is either mufarrag or tam. If the mustathna minhu is mentioned, the mustathna minhu, the general statement, if it's mentioned, it's called tam. It's complete because both parts are there. If it is not mentioned, if the mustathna minhu is not mentioned, this is called mufarrag. Mufarrag because one of the two parts, the mustathna minhu, is absent. So if both parts, both essential elements, the mustathna, the thing that is the exception, and the mustathna minhu, the thing that it's an exception from, if both of them are mentioned, we say it's tam, it's complete, both parts are there. If the mustathna minhu is absent, not present, we say it is mufarrag. In the ustathna mufarrag, the sentence is always negative, prohibitive, or interrogative. And it is always going to be nafi or nahi or istifham in the mufarrag. Yani in the opposite of tam is mufarrag. Yani the mustathna minhu is not present. Whenever the mustathna minhu is not present, then there's always going to be either negation or prohibition or interrogation. Then it says the sentence containing istithna is also of two kinds. A, an affirmative sentence is called mujab, and B, a negative, prohibitive, or interrogative sentence is called ghayru mujab. So if there's no prohibition or negation or interrogation, that's ghayru mujab. If those things are not absent, I'm sorry, if those things are not, there's no negation, no prohibition, and no interrogation, that's called mujab. It's affirmative. If any of those are present, then it's called yani ghayru mujab. Affirmative means there's no negation, no prohibition, no interrogation, no question. That means it's affirmative, mujab. And ghayru mujab, means that one of those are present. So, the terms that we need to look at side by side is muttasil and munqatiya. Muttasil, both parts are the same. Munqatiya, the two parts, mustathna and mustathna minhu, are different. The second two terms we want to look at is tam and mufarrag. Tam means both parts are mentioned. Mufarrag means the mustathna minhu is not mentioned. The last two terms we're going to look at is mujab and ghayr mujab. If there's no prohibition or negation or interrogation, that's mujab. If any of those are present, it's ghayr mujab. So these are all opposites of one another. Muttasil and munqatiya, yani tam and mufarrag, and mujab and ghayr mujab. Okay, after this, I'm going to go down to, just quickly, Al-I'rab of the mustathna. This is page 139. It says, it first is dealing with the mustathna after illa, and I'm just going to look through it quickly. And then on page 141, al-mustathna after ghayru and siwa, the two nouns. And then the mustathna after ma'ada and ma'khala, the two verbs. Alright, so quickly, the i'rab of the mustathna. The mustathna is the exception. The thing that is an exception from the general statement that came first. So as far as the i'rab of the mustathna after illa, mostly it's going to be mansub. And one type of istithna, yani where there is what? The mufarrag, the mustathna minhu is not mentioned. There's no fixed i'rab. It depends on what's required by the sentence. In all the other cases, it's going to be mansub, except ghayr mujab can be mansub or it can follow the i'rab of the mustathna minhu. Okay, so mostly in four different types of rulings that come, mufarrag has no fixed i'rab. Munqatiya is always mansub. Muttasil, if it's mujab, it's mansub. If it's ghayr mujab, it's still mansub, but it has the option of also following the i'rab of the mustathna minhu. Okay, so the first ruling is mufarrag has no fixed i'rab. Munqatiya is mansub. Muttasil mujab is mansub. Muttasil ghayr mujab is mansub or following the i'rab of the mustathna minhu. So, yani if you have in front of you the chart that I sent, extra chart that I sent, and I asked you to look at and study carefully, yani which has the exception, the mustathna as kinds and the i'rab on one page. On that chart, you'll see that the istithna is either mufarrag or tam. On the next level, it's either muttasil or munqatiya. And on the third level, it's mujab or ghayr mujab. So these are the three levels, and these are the three terminologies that are opposite of one another. Tam and mufarrag, muttasil and munqatiya, mujab and ghayr mujab. So that chart should be helpful for you to be able to remember what are the opposites and which ones any we consider first, and then second, and then third. Okay, so I'm going to quickly review now here the mustathna after illa. In the istithna munqati'a, it's always mansub. Two, in the istithna muttasil, it depends on if it's mujab or ghayr mujab. If it's mujab, the istithna is mansub. And if the sentence is ghayr mujab, there are two possibilities. It may be mansub, or it may have the same i'rab as the mustathna minhu. And I'm not reading the examples because we're going to do this in the Arabic, inshallah, today. So under ghayr mujab means there's either nafi, negation, or nahi, prohibition, or interrogation, istifham. And then they give, on the bottom of page 139, the first example of nafi, and then two more examples of nafi, and then on page 140, it gives three examples of an-nahi, and then three examples of istifham. So it shows us that the ghayr mujab, the one that is muttasil, yani the mustathna and mustathna minhu are both the same. If it's ghayr mujab, there's nafi or nahi or istifham, so it may either be mansub or it may follow the i'rab of the mustathna minhu, and they give us examples for each of these, the nafi, the nahi, and the istifham. And then number three, on the middle of page 140, it says, in the istithna al-mufarrag, Here the mustathna does not have a fixed i'rab, it takes the i'rab it deserves in the sentence. Yani whatever the sentence requires. If we take out the word illa, then we see that the mustathna is either going to be in that sentence, marfu'un, or mansub, or majrur, whatever its i'rab would be. If the word illa was not there, that's going to be its i'rab. So it doesn't have a fixed i'rab, it depends on what is required by the sentence. And then they give us some examples of that. And then finally on page 141, we have the mustathna after ghayru and siwa. It says the mustathna after these words, ghayru and siwa, is always majroor, because it's going to be mudaf ilayh. Mudaf to siwa, mudaf ilayh to siwa, or mudaf ilayh to ghayr. So it's always going to be majroor. Its original i'rab is shown by these two words. That is the word siwa, what would be its i'rab, or ghayru, what would be its i'rab. That is what the original i'rab of the mustathna would be. But because these words are used, so the mustathna becomes mudaf ilayhi majroor. And they give us examples of that. And then finally, ma'ada and ma'khala. The mustathna after ma'ada and ma'khala, after these two tools of exception, the mustathna is mansoob. Alright, so that's the quick review of the English key. And we're going to look at this in detail now from the Arabic text after we read the dialogue. After we read the dialogue. Okay, so let's go to the dialogue on page 261. And it's two pages in a little bit on page 263. And what we want to do here is we want to read for pronunciation, we want to read for comprehension, and we also want to, very importantly, look at the examples of istithna that come in this dialogue. And we are going to have examples or exercises, I'm sorry. We will have examples or exercises. exercise number 3, which we hope to do today, which is going to take us back to this dialogue and look for the examples of istithna and the mentioning the type of each one and its i'rab. So we're not going to go into a lot of detail as we're reading through it, but we're going to come back to it in exercise number 3. After we review the Arabic explanation of istithna, we're going to come back to this dialogue again. And we're going to look at all the examples, and I think that there are 16 of them. And we're going to look at what type of istithna it is. Yani, is it mufarrag? Is it munqatiya? Is it tam muttasil mujab? Or tam muttasil ghayr mujab? So there are four possible rulings. For the mufarrag, there's one ruling. Munqatiya has a ruling. And muttasil, depending on if it's mujab or ghayr mujab, it has a ruling for mujab and a ruling for ghayr mujab. So there are four possible rulings, and we're going to go back and look at them. Alright, so let's just read for comprehension right now. And again, like, just as a reminder, we should always be reading in an audible voice. Doesn't mean you have to raise your voice, but we should always be reading in an audible voice so that we practice actually pronouncing the Arabic words. And if we have a study partner, then we should be reading in an audible voice so that they can hear us, right? And we correct each other. Alright, so the opposites that we're going to be looking for here is tam and mufarrag. Tam means both parts are mentioned, the mustathna and mustathna minhu. And mufarrag means the mustathna minhu is not mentioned. It doesn't have any fixed i'rab. The second two expressions that we're going to be looking for is muttasil and munqatiya. Muttasil means both parts are the same. The mustathna and mustathna minhu are the same type. And munqatiya means that they are not the same type. They are different. And if it's munqatiya, it's mansoob. Always mansoob. The third pair of words that we want to be looking at is mujab and ghayr mujab. If it's tam muttasil mujab, it's always going to be mansoob. If it's tam muttasil ghayr mujab, then it has two possibilities. Mansoob or following the i'rab of the mustathna minhu. So these are the three things that we want to be looking at. Tam and mufarrag. Tam meaning both parts are mentioned. Mufarrag means the mustathna minhu is not there. Muttasil and munqatiya mean both parts are the same. Or munqatiya, they are not the same. Mujab and ghayr mujab Mujab means there's no negation, prohibition, or interrogation. Ghayr Mujab means one of those are present. Okay, let's read. Page 261. Ad-Darsu Al-Thani wa Thalathuna. The 32nd lesson. And I have numbered my dialogue on page 1, 1 through 17. On page 2, 1 through 17. And page 3, lines 1 through 4. Every line has a number, even if it has only one or two words. Excuse me. Subhanallah. Okay, the first line, Ali says, مَا نَتِيجَةُ الْإِخْتِبَارِ الشَّهْرِيِّ يَا أُسْتَاذُ مَا نَتِيجَةُ الْإِخْتِبَارِ الشَّهْرِيِّ يَا أُسْتَاذُ What is the result from the monthly examination, O teacher? The mudarris says, نَجَحَ الطُّلَّابُ كُلُّهُمْ إِلَّا وَاحِدًا مِّنْهُمْ The students all passed the exam, كُلُّهُمْ except one from amongst them, except one of them. So this is istithna, this is tam, because both parts are mentioned, yani tulab and wahid. Wahid minhum, he's a talib. And it's muttasil, they are of the same type. And it is mujab, there's no negation, prohibition, or interrogation. Alright, so it's tam, muttasil, mujab. Therefore, it's mandatory that it be mansoob, illa wahidan. Yani the mustathna is mansoob, wahidan. In line 3, Ibrahim says, أَخْشَى أَنْ أَكُونَ إِيَّاهُ I fear that I am him, yani the one who failed. Here I just want to note that from the points of the English key, secondary points, the last point, number 5 on page 142, if the khabar of kana is a pronoun, it may be either attached or separable. For example, أَتُرِيدُ أَنْ تَكُونَ قَاضِيًا لَا ما أريد أن أكونه attached, or you can say لا ما أريد أن أكون إياه. Do you want to be a judge? No, I don't want to be one. Both, يعني أكونه and أكون إياه are right. So that is point number 5 of the English key, and that's what we have here. يعني the خبر of كان, it may be attached or separate. It's permissible as it is here أكون إِيَّاهُ to be separate, and it's permissible to be attached, and أَكُونَهُ the khabar of كَانَ. Okay, line 4, the teacher says, نَعَمْ أَنْتَ ذَاكَ يعني, you are that one, يعني ذَلِكَ. Number 5, Ibrahim says, كَيْفَ رَسَبْتُ وَقَدْ أَجَبْتُ عَنِ الْأَسْئِلَةِ كُلِّهَا إِلَّا الْأَوَّلَ How did I fail when I have answered the questions, all of them, except the first one. Yani illa awwala, yani awwala is the mustathna, it's mansub, and it's mansub because it is because this istithna is tam, yani both parts are mentioned, muttasil, they are the same, yani. Yani, in other words, I answered all of the questions, al-asila, except the first one, yani is one of the questions, so it's muttasil. And it's mujab, there's no negation, prohibition, or istifham. So it's wajib that the mustathna be, al-awwal, be mansoob. Line 6, the teacher says, al-awwalu huwa al-muhim. The first question is the one that's the most important. Walahu thalathuna darajatan. And it has 30 points for it, out of the 100. Ya ikhwanu ijtahidu ijtihadan. Oh, brothers, work hard. Yani ijtihadan is mafulun mutlaq. Oh brothers, work hard. فَقَدْ اِقْتَرَبَ الْإِمْتِهَانُ النِّهَائِيُّ النِّهَائِيُّ Yani work hard because indeed the final exam has come near. وَلَمْ يَبْقَ إِلَّا شَهْرٌ وَاحِدٌ أَوْ أَقَلُّ And there doesn't remain except 1 month or less than that. Here, لَمْ يَبْقَ إِلَّا شَهْرٌ وَاحِدٌ Here, there's no, the mustathna minhu is not mentioned. Lam yabqa, no mustathna minhu is mentioned. Only the mustathna, illa shahrun wahid. So in this case, we say this is mufarrag. Yani tam means both parts are mentioned. Mufarrag means the mustathna minhu is not mentioned. In that case, there's no fixed i'rab, but the i'rab is what is required by the sentence. So how do we know what's required by the sentence? Yani we take out the word illa, and we see what would be the i'rab? Yani what is the i'rab that it deserves if illa is not mentioned? So lam yabqa, yani if we take out illa, lam yabqa shahrun wahidan. Here shahrun would be the fa'il marfu'un. If illa was not there, lam yabqa shahrun. Yani shahrun will be the fa'il of yabqa, so it's marfu'un, and this is its i'rab. In line 9, Zuhair says, "Kam darsan nadrusu lil kam darsan nadrusu lil imtihani." How many lessons shall we be studying for the examination? The teacher says, "Nadrusu al kitaba kullahu illa al darsaini al akhiraini insha'Allah." Yani we will be studying the book, all of it, the whole of it, illa, except the final two lessons, الدرسين الأخيرين إن شاء الله. Here, الكتاب is the مستثنى منه, and الدرسين الأخيرين, الأخيرين is the مستثنى. And here it has to be wajib, that it must be mansub, because what? Both parts are mentioned, and both of them are the same. The darsaini al-akhiraini is part of the book. So it's tam, muttasil, and it's mujab. There's no negation or prohibition or istifham. In line 11, yusajjilu al-ghiyaba. Yani the teacher is registering those who have been who are absent. And then he says, man ghaibun al-yawm. Who is absent today? Ali says, ma ghaib al-yawm illa hamidun. No one was absent today except Hamid. Here, yani the mustathna minhu is not mentioned. Ma ghaba al-yawm. The mustathna minhu is not mentioned. So it's mufarrag. It's not tam. It's mufarrag. And mufarrag doesn't have any fixed i'rab, but whatever is required by the sentence, if we remove illa, we say ma ghaba al-yawm hamidun. Yani Hamid would be the fa'il marfu'un, the fa'il of ghaba. So yani the mustathna here will be marfu'un. In line 13, Zuhair says, Aina daftari ya ustaz? Where is my notebook, O teacher? The teacher says, Huwa ma'i, it is with me. Sa'u'tikahu ghadan insha'Allah. I will give it to you tomorrow, insha'Allah. Laqad sahhahtu ad-dafatira kullaha illa iyyahu. Yani I will give it to you tomorrow. I have corrected the notebooks, yani the homework assignments in the notebooks, kullaha, all of them, illa iyyahu, except it, yani your notebook. Here, yani this na is tam, because both parts are mentioned, the notebooks and yani your notebook, his notebook, illa iyyahu, yani that one, illa iyyahu, it, yani the notebook that belongs to the one who was asking the question. So both parts are mentioned, and both of them are the same. His notebook is one of the notebooks, and it's mujab. There's no negation or prohibition or istifham. So it's mandatory that the mustathna be mansub. So we see here, illa iyyahu. Yani, who here is mabniun fi mahalli nasb. And we know that the pronoun, when it is, yani, in the accusative position after illa, it has to be a separate pronoun. So we say iyyahu. It has to be as a separate pronoun. So I have corrected all the notebooks except it, yani the one that you're asking about. And then after a pause, the teacher says, "Fil hissati as-sabiqati sharahtu lakum ad-darsa illa jumalan minhu." In the previous period, I have explained for you all the lesson, the whole of the lesson, illa jumalan minhu, except some sentences, yani from it. إذا أردتم أعيد شرحه قبل أن أشرح الجملة التي لم تشرح بعد. Yani if you desire, you all, إذا أردتم, that I repeat the explanation before I explain the sentences التي لم تشرح, that haven't been explained yet, بعد. And if you want, I will re-explain what I explained in the previous lesson. before I go to the sentences that remain that I didn't explain. Here we have istifna. شرحت لكم الدرس إلا جملا منها. So this is الدرس and جملا منها. They are both present. So it's tam. It's متصل because they are the same. And it's موجب because there's no negation, prohibition or استفهام. So it's required, mandatory that it be منسوب جملا. جملا is the مستثنى. It's منسوب يعني as the tam متصل موجب. Okay, turning the page to page 262. I renumbered the rest of this dialogue on this page from 1 through 17 as well. Ibrahim says, La hajata. We're on page 262. Ibrahim says, La hajata ila i'adati sharhihi ya ustadhu. Faqad fahimnahu. Yani there is no need for you to repeat i'ada, to repeat the explanation, O teacher, for indeed we have understood it. Ali comes behind him and says, Arju and tu'ida sharhahu ya ustadhu. I wish that you will repeat the explanation, O teacher. فَلَمْ يَفْهَمْهُ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Because nobody actually understood it except Ibrahim. He's the only one who understood it. So here we have istithna. فَلَمْ يَفْهَمْهُ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Nobody understood it. No one. أَحَدٌ إِلَّا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. This is, and we see that Ibrahim here is يعني مرفوعٌ with dhamma. And that's because يعني this sentence فَلَمْ يَفْحَمْ يعني has negation. أَحَدٌ and إِبْرَاهِيمُ are both mentioned, so it's tam. It's متصل because they are from the same kind, but it's غير موجب because it has a negation. So it's غير موجب and غير موجب يعني the مستثنى can be منسوب or as it is here, it can follow the إعراب الإتباع. It can follow the إعراب of the مستثنى منه, and the مستثنى منه is أحدٌ, it's مرفون, so Ibrahim, it can be either منسوب or can be, as it is here, مرفوعٌ. In line 3, the teacher says, إذن نعيد قراءة الأمثلة الواردة في الدرس. In that case, we're going to repeat the reading of the examples that are mentioned in the lesson. The examples. اقرأ الآيات. اقرأ الآيات يا زهير. Read the آيات, O زهير. In line 5, زهير says, بعد الاستعاذة, after saying أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, he says the first آيات, which is from Surah Al-Baqarah, second Surah, 34th آيات. بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, he says, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ أُسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى وَاسْتَقْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. And when we said, and Allah is saying, and when we said to the angels, أُسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ, prostrate to Adam, فَسَجَدُوا, so they all prostrated, إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ, except Iblis, منسوب with فتح. أبا واستقبر, he refused and he was proud. وكان من الكافرين, and he was one of the disbelievers. A similar statement came in the Quran in 18th surah, 50th ayat, not mentioned here but it's of importance. وإذ قلنا للملائكة أسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس كان من الجن. يعني they all prostrated except Iblis, كان من الجن. In that ayat it says كان من الجن, he was one of the jinn. And Iblis, Allah mentions clearly in the Quran that he was not one of the angels. Rather, kana min al-jinn. He was one of the jinn. But he was amongst the angels. Yani, he's not one of the angels. However, he was amongst them and he was commanded to prostrate along with them. And so this is an important note here from Surah Al-Kahf, 18th Surah, 50th Ayah. Because in this ayah, Allah describes him as being from amongst the jinn. In the present ayah, he describes him as being from amongst the kafirin. But in any case, yani the point is, Iblis was not, never was, ever one of the angels. He was one of the disobedient jinn. Okay, so the istithna here is tam munqati', and therefore it's obligatory for it to be mansub. Yani tam means both parts are mentioned, the mustathna and mustathna minhu, and munqati is the opposite of muttasil, means that even though both of them are mentioned, they are different, they are not the same, in which case the i'rab is always going to be mansub. That's why we have illa iblisa. Yani fasajadu, yani they all prostrated, going back to hum, going back to the angels. Illa iblis, iblis was not one of them. Therefore, the mustathna here, iblis, is different from the mustathna minhu, yani hum, yani in sajadu, going back to the malaika, he's different from them, and therefore it's munqati'a, therefore it's mansub. In line 7, the next example is from Surah Al-Baqarah, second surah, 249th ayat. Fasharibu minhu illa qalilan minhum. So they all drunk from it, from the water, except a few of them. So here we have tam muttasil mujab. Therefore it's mandatory for it to be mansub. Illa qalilan. Tam, yani the general statement from the mustathna minhu is mentioned. Fasharibu, yani they all drank. So the mustathna minhu is mentioned, and qalilan, the mustathna is mentioned, and they are from the same. Yani those who drank, and a few from amongst them who didn't drink. They are all from the people who were either drinking or not drinking. So it's tam and it's muttasil and it's mujab because there's no negation or yani prohibition or istifham. So it has to be mansub. In line 8, ma fa'aluhu illa qalilun minhum, Surah An-Nisa, 4th Surah, 66 ayat. They didn't do it. Illa qalilun minhum, they didn't do it. Ma fa'aluhu, yani hum, they didn't do it, except qalilun minhum, except a few of them. Here, hum, yani fa'alu, yani the waw al-jama'ah is yani the mustathna minhum, they, and the mustathna qalilun is both mentioned, and both of them are the same, so it's tam muttasil, and it's ghayr mujab because there's negation here, so it's ghayr mujab. If there's negation or prohibition or istifham, is ghayru mujab, and ghayru mujab has two possibilities, either nasb or it can follow the i'rab of the mustathna minhu. So here we see it is following the i'rab of the mustathna minhu. The mustathna minhu is hum, yani waw al-jama'ah in fa'alu, ma fa'aluhu. The mustathna minhu is waw al-jama'ah corresponding to hum, and here the waw al-jama'ah is yani a pronoun, mabniun fi mahalli raf, as the fa'il, fi mahalli raf, as the fa'il. So qalilun is following the i'rab of the mustathna minhu, so it's marfu'un, and that is any one of the two possibilities. When it is tam, both parts mentioned, muttasil, both of them being from the same kind, but ghayra mujab, yani there's negation or prohibition or istifham mentioned. Line number 9, fahal yuhlaku illa alqawmu alfasiqoon, Surah Al-Ahqaf, 46 surah, 35th ayat. Here we have yani mufarrag because the mustathna minhu is not mentioned. Fahal yuhlaku illa, so before the illa there's no mention of the mustathna minhu, therefore it's mufarrag. Mufarrag is the opposite of tam. Tam means both parts are mentioned. Here the mustathna minhu is not mentioned, so it's mufarrag, and the ruling concerning mufarrag is that it doesn't have any fixed ruling, but we take out illa and we see what would be the i'rab of the mustathna in that sentence if illa was not there. So yuhlaku is yani mabniun lil majhul, and al qawmu would be the naib fa'il, and naib fa'il is marfu'un, so al qawmu should be marfu'un. Why? Because yani the i'rab in the mufarrag is whatever is required by the sentence if the yani adat al istithna illa is removed. So yuhlaku is yani fi'l mabni lil majhul, and al qawm is the naib fa'il marfu'un with dhamma. In line 10, the teacher says ikra al haditha ya ali, read the haditha wa ali. Ali reads an amri ابن الحارثي رضي الله عنه قال ما ترك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم دينارا ولا درهما ولا عبدا ولا أمة إلا بغلته البيضاء التي كان يركبها وسلاحه وأرضا جعلها لابن السبيل صدقة رواه البخاري. Okay, so the hadith of Amr ibn Harith radiallahu anhu, he said, ما ترك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم دينارا ولا درهما ولا عبدا ولا أمة, that the Messenger of Allah did not leave behind dinaran, gold coins, ولا درهما, silver coins, ولا عبدا, nor a slave, ولا أمة, nor a female slave. The Prophet, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, did not leave behind any of these things, إلا بغلته البيضاء, except his white mule, التي كان يركبها, that he used to ride, وسلاحه, and his weapons, وأرضا جعلها لابن السبيل صدقة, and some land that he appointed or fixed to be for the wayfarers as a sadaqah. So here we have istithna that is tam, both sides are mentioned. He didn't leave behind dinar or dirham or abd or amma, but and the other side is baghlatahu al-baydaa wa silahahu wa ardan. Yani, so both sides are mentioned, but they are not the same. Yani, he didn't leave behind gold coins or silver coins or a male or female slave, but he left behind his white mule. So both parts are mentioned, but they are not the same, so it's munqatiya. Yani, munqatiya means it's the opposite of muttasil, where both sides, the mustathna and mustathna minhu, are the same. So they are not the same, so it's munqatiya. And the ruling concerning munqatiya is that it's always mansoob. So that's why we have illa baghlata, baghlatahu al-bayda, and silaha, silahahu, and ardan. All of them are mansoob because they are the mustathna, yani munqatiya. So it has to be mansoob. Again, munqatiya is the opposite of tam, where both sides are mentioned. Munqatiya, I'm sorry, is not the opposite of tam, it's the opposite of muttasil. Yani munqatiya is the opposite of muttasil. Muttasil means that they are both of the same kind. The mustathna and mustathna minhu are of the same kind. And here we see that they are not the same kind. So it's munqatiya, and therefore, yani, it is mansoob. Naam. In line 15, the teacher says, Iqra al-Bayta ya Ibrahimu, read the line of poetry, O Ibrahim. In line 16, Ibrahim says, Ala kulla shay'in ma khala Allah batilu. Instead of batilun, in my book it has tanween, it should be batilu with a single dhamma. Wa kullu na'imin la mahalata za'ilu. Yani, the meaning of this poetry, and Allah knows best, Ala kullu shay'in, is it not so that everything, ما خلا الله, except Allah, everything except Allah, yani everything in the creation, ما خلا الله, except Allah is batil. Everything in the creation, yani everything that exists is batil except Allah. So everything that's mentioned here is the creation, and the exception is Allah. Allah is not part of the creation. But in any case, the point here is, what we want to really actually make a note is that the exception here is with the verb ma khala. And ma khala is a verb, so the exception that comes after ma khala should be the maf'ulun bi mansoob. The exception should be maf'ulun bi mansoob. Wa kullu na'imin la mahalata za'ilun. And everything that is pleasurable, every pleasure, na'im, is, there's no doubt about it, there's no escape from it, is zail, is passing, is short-lived. Yani everything other than Allah, except Allah, is false. And every pleasure, there's no doubt about it, no escape from it, is passing, is short-lived. It's not gonna, yani, last forever. Yani, the pleasures of this world. Now, so the point here is, the exception here is with ma khala, it's a verb, and the what is accepted by it, the exception, is going to be maf'ulun bi mansoob. Turning to the next page, page 263, last four lines of the dialogue, al-muraqib, the supervisor or the monitor, he says, yansarifu jami'u at-tullabi al-ana ma'ada at-tullaba العروبيين فلهم اجتماع مع المدير. جميع الطلاب, all of the students can leave now, ينصرف right now, الآن. ما عدا الطلاب, with the exception of the students, الأوروبيين, the European students, فلهم اجتماع, because they are going to have a meeting with the headmaster or the principal, مع المذيع. So the exception here is with the verb ما عدا, that the accepted thing, the thing that is the exception, is going to be the مفعول به, the object of the verb منصوب with فتحة. Now, in line 3, the teacher says, كيف كان حفل الشاي أمسي? How was the tea party yesterday? أنا لم أتمكن من الحضور. I was not able to attend. The مراقب says, كان ممتعا. It was very enjoyable. قد حضر الطلاب كلهم إلا المدرسين. يعني the students, all of them attended, except the teachers. So here the استثناء here is تام منقطع. منقطع. And therefore it's obligatory that it has to be منسوب. يعني the مستثنى مدرسين is منسوب. The sign of it being منسوب is يا, because it's from the جم مذكر سالم. المدرسون المدرسين. As being منسوب, it's going to be يعني with يعني مدرسون became مدرسين because it's منسوب. Sign of being منسوب is يا, because it's from the جم مذكر سالم. Here in this sentence, we say that it's تام because the طلاب, the مستثنى منه is mentioned, and the مدرسين, the مستثنى, both of them are mentioned, but it's منقطع. It's تام منقطع because the مستثنى منه, طلاب, and the مستثنى مدرسين are different. They are not the same, so it's منقطع. منقطع is always منسوب. Okay, now we go to exercise number 1. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية. من الذي رسب في الاختبار الشهري? Who is it that failed in the monthly exam? ولما and why? يعني الذي رسب في الاختبار الشهري? إبراهيم. يعني the one who failed in the monthly examination. هو إبراهيم. It was إبراهيم. لأنه لم يجب عن السؤال, عن السؤال الأولي. Because he didn't answer the first question. Question number 2. كم درسا يدرس الطلاب للامتحان? How many lessons will the students study for the examination? يدرس الطلاب الكتاب كله. The students will study the book, the whole of it. إلا الدرسين الأخيرين, except the final two lessons. Except the final two lessons. And final question. من الذي غاب? Who is it that was absent? الذي غاب هو حامد. It was حامد. Okay, this is the end of the comprehension questions. And now we're going to read the Arabic explanation of الاستثناء. يعني including the definition of الاستثناء and its elements. And its different types, the different kinds of استثناء, يعني with definitions of all of the words, يعني متصل and منقطع, definitions of them, as well as تام and مفرق, their definitions, as well as موجب and غير موجب, their definitions, and then the أحكام الاستثناء, المستثنى, the rulings concerning the مستثنى with إلا. And what is its ruling? When is it mansub? When does it have some other possibilities? When it doesn't have a fixed i'rab, yani when it's mufarrag. And then we're also going to look at the rulings of the mustathna with ghayru and siwa being mudaf ilayhi majrur, and the ruling concerning the mustathna with ma khala and ma ada being mafulun bi mansub. And after we look at this full explanation, we're going to do one exercise, number 3, which is to go back and extract from the dialogue examples of istithna that we're going to be studying right now, and mention the type of each istithna and the i'rab of each of them. Okay, so let's read exercise number 2. This is what we had for homework for this session. Yani the Arabic, the dialogue and the Arabic explanation of istithna. And we read it in the English key a week ago for homework, and we read it again for homework this week in Arabic, and we also reviewed it in the beginning of this session. So hopefully the terminologies will be clear. If not, this is the time to get them. The definitions for all of these six terms, muttasil and munqati'a and tam and mufarrag and mujab and ghayr mujab, all of the definitions are going to be mentioned in this exercise number 2, as well as the rulings, the i'rab of each type of istithna is going to be mentioned with illa and with ghayri and siwa and with ma'ada and ma'khala. Alright, so this is really the core of our lesson, inshallah. And again, I say the chart that I sent, one page showing all of these terms, and what is the i'rab with each type, whether it's mufarrag or tam, muttasil or munqati', mujab and ghayr mujab. One page, any chart showing all of that is very, very important to help you to have a complete picture of the whole thing and to understand. So please keep that on hand. If you can, print it out and try to review it from time to time, memorizing these terminologies and making sure that you understand what each means. Okay, exercise number 2. Najaha, we're on page 263. Najaha at-tullabu kulluhum illa wahidan. The students, all of them, passed except one. Huna, wahidan is the mustathna. In this sentence, wahidan is the mustathna. Here we have, first we start with the definition of istithna. Al-istithna is ikhraju ma ba'da adat al-istithna min hukmi ma qablaha. Al-istithna means to remove what comes after the adat al-istithna. What comes after illa or siwa or ghayru or ma khala or ma ada is ikhraj ma ba'da adat al-istithna, removing what comes after the tool or the instrument of istithna, removing what comes after it, min hukmi ma qablaha, from the ruling of what is before it. Yani what is before it is, in this sentence, all of the students passed. That's what's before the adat al-istithna. And what's after the adat al-istithna is wahidan. So wahid is removed from, yani, the first, what comes before adat al-istithna, yani the mustathna minhu. Najaha at-tullab kullum. All of the students passed. Now we're going to remove from that statement an exception. We're going to make an exception except one of them. So this is what istithna is. Ikhraj ma ba'da adat al-istithna. Removing what comes after the adat istithna min hukmi ma qablaha, from the ruling of what is before the adat of istithna. Alright, so what comes after adat al-istithna is the mustathna. We're removing that from what came before the adat al-istithna, which is the mustathna minhu. We are removing the mustathna from the mustathna minhu. That's the definition of istithna. Ikhraju ma ba'da adat al-istithna'i min hukmi ma qablaha. فَإِذَا قُلْنَا نَجَحَ الطُّلَّابِ إِلَّا حَامِدًا أَثْبَتْنَا النَّجَاحَ لِلطُّلَّابِ. If we said all of the students passed except Hamid, then we are affirming النَّجَاح, success, passing for the students. We are affirming it for the students. وَنَفَيْنَاهُ, and we are negating it عَنْ حَامِدٍ. We are affirming it for the students, all of them, and then we are negating it for Hamid. If we said the students passed except Hamid, we are affirming Najah for the students and we are negating it from Hamid. We are removing Hamid from the statement that came before the adat al-istithna. Okay, then that's the definition of istithna and that's an example of it. And then we have the elements of istithna. وَلَهُ ثَلَاثَةُ أَرْكَانٍ. There are three essential elements of istithna. Number one, al-mustathna, the thing that is going to be the exception. Number two, al-mustathna minhu, the thing that the exception is made from, the general statement that comes before the adat al-istithna. And number three is the adatu al-istithna'i. The mustathna, the exception, al-mustathna minhu, the thing that it is accepted from, and the tool or instrument of istithna. And then they give us an example showing these three elements. Najaha at-tullabu إلا حامدا. نجح التلاب is the مستثنى منه. إلا is the أداة الاستثناء, the tool of exception. And حامد is the مستثنى, the exception. أدوات الاستثناء كثيرة. The tools or instruments of استثناء are many. أهمها, the most important of them. أهمها, the most important of them. Going to the next page, 264, is ألف إلا وهي حرف, which is a particle, and با غير and سوى وهما اسمان, and they are two nouns, and جيم ما خلا ما عدا وهما فعلان, and they are two verbs. So these are the أدوات, the tools or instruments of إثناء are many. The most important of them are إلا, which is a particle, غير and سوى, which is are two nouns, and ma khala and ma ada, which are two verbs. And to simplify this matter, ghayra and siwa, we know that what comes after them is going to be mudaf ilayhi majrur. So the mustathna with ghayra and siwa is going to be majrur. And ma khala and ma ada are verbs, so what comes after them is going to be maf'ulun bi mansub. So really all we have to worry about is what comes after illa. And that's mainly what this lesson is going to be talking about. But before we do that, the ahkam of istithna, yani the rulings after illa and ghayra and siwa and ma khala ma ada, first we're going to look at the definitions of these six terms. Aqsam al istithna, the kinds of istithna, and these are definitions of the various different types of istithna, and yani the opposites of one another. Muttasil and munqati, and tam and mufarrag, and mujab and ghayra mujab. Okay, so these are definitions of the different kinds or different types of istithna. الاستثناء إما متصل وإما منقطع. So الاستثناء is either going to be متصل, يعني where the two parts are of the same kind, or they're going to be منقطع, which the two parts are different from one another. So what do we mean by متصل? What do we mean by منقطع? Here's the definition. المتصل أن يكون المستثنى, the exception, بعضا مما قبله, that it is part of what came before it, the مستثنى منه. يعني متصل means the مستثنى is بعضا مما قبله, it's a part of what came before it, it's of the same type or same genus. For example, نجح الطلاب إلا حامدا, the students passed except حامد. فحامد in this sentence is أحد الطلاب, he's one of the طلابs, one of the students. وهو من جنسهم, so he is of the same kind. That's what we mean by متصل. The متصل, the مستثنى and مستثنى منه are of the same جنس, of the same kind. So what do we mean by منقطع? The opposite. And لا يكون المستثنى بعدا مما قبله, that the مستثنى will not be, يعني a part of what came before it. It will not be of the same jins, of the same kind. For example, لِكُلِّ دَاءٍ, for every sickness or illness, دَوَاءٌ is a cure, إِلَّا الْمَوْتِ, except الْمَوْتِ. So موت here, ليس من جنس الداء, it is not of the same type as داء. داء means a sickness or illness. Death is not a sickness or illness. So it's منقطع. يعني the مستثنى مستثنى منه are different. The next two definitions on the next level is كذلك الاستثناء إما تام وإما مفرغ. So استثناء can also be تام or مفرغ. They are the opposite of one another. يعني تام means that both parts of the استثناء are mentioned, and مفرغ means the مستثنى منه is not mentioned. Alright, so the استثناء can either be تام where both parts are mentioned, or مفرغ where the مستثنى منه is not mentioned, and here they give us the definitions. فالتام ما ذكر فيه المستثنى منه, يعني is the situation where the مستثنى منه is mentioned, يعني along with the مستثنى. For example, حفظت القرآن إلا سورة البقرة, I memorized the Quran except the chapter called Al-Baqara. So here we see القرآن is the مستثنى منه, it's mentioned along with Surah Al-Baqarah, which is the مستثنى. Both of them are mentioned. So whenever the مستثنى منه is mentioned, Because the mustathna is always going to be mentioned. Whenever the mustathna minhu is mentioned, that's tam, it's complete. Both parts are present. If the mustathna minhu is not mentioned, that's mufarrag. Wal mufarrag ma lam yudhkar fihi al mustathna minhu. Yani is that in which the mustathna minhu lam yudhkar is not mentioned. That's mufarrag. For example, ma jaa illa hamidun. Only Hamid came. مَا جَاءَ إِلَّا حَامِدٌ. No one came except Hamid. Here the مُسْتَثْنَى مِنْهُ is not mentioned. Therefore it's مُفَرَّق. And مُفَرَّق doesn't have a fixed ruling, as we'll see. Rather, it takes the ruling, if we take out إِلَّا, whatever would be required by the sentence. It be the fa'il or the مَفْعُولٌ بِهِ or other than that. Okay, the third two pairs of expressions, كَذَلِكَ الْإِسْتِثْنَى إِمَّا مُوجَبٌ وَإِمَّا غَيْرُ مُوجَبٌ. So, istithna is either mujab or غَيْرُ مُوجَبٌ. That is, that mujab or غَيْرُ مُوجَبٌ is the istithna when it's tam. Both parts are mentioned and it's muttasil. They are the same. Then we ask, is it mujab or غَيْرُ مُوجَبٌ? So, what is the mujab? فَالْمُوجَبُ مَا خَلَى مِنْ نَفْيِ وَالنَّهْيِ وَالْإِسْتِفْهَامِ. يعني the mujab, affirmative, is when it is free. مَا خَلَى مِنْ. It's free from negation, وَالنَّهْيِ, prohibition, وَالْإِسْتِفْهَامِ, interrogation. It's free of these things. غَيْرُ مُوجَب is مَا تَضَمَّنَ النَّفْيَ أو النَّهْيَ أو الْإِسْتِفْهَامَ. يعني غَيْرُ مُوجَب is that which includes nafi, negation, or nahi, prohibition, or istifham, interrogation. Okay, so these are the definitions. Muttasil is when the mustathna is yani the same as the mustathna minhu. Munqati'a is when they are different. The mustathna minhu is different from the mustathna. Tam is when both parts, mustathna minhu and mustathna, are mentioned. When the mustathna minhu is mentioned, we say it's tam, along with the mustathna. Mufarrag is when the mustathna minhu is not mentioned, only the mustathna is mentioned. Mujab is when it's affirmative, there's no negation, prohibition, or istifham. And ghayru mujab is when there is one of those present, negation, or prohibition, or istifham. Now we go to page 265, Ahkam al-Mustathna bi-Illa. So we're going to look at the Mustathna with Illa, which is the core of the lesson. And then at the end of that, we're going to look at the Mustathna, the ruling of the Mustathna with Ghayru and Siwa and Ma Khala and Ma Ada. Ahkam al-Mustathna bi-Illa. Here we're only talking about Illa. حكم المستثنى في الاستثناء المتصل. So the ruling concerning استثناء in the استثناء where it's متصل, it's not منقطع, it's متصل, both parts are the same. One, where both parts are the same, متصل. So either it's going to be موجب or it's going to be غير موجب. So first they're looking at the موجب. وجوب النصب. يعني the إعراب is وجوب النصب. If it's muttasil and mujab, yajibu nasbuhu. It is obligatory that it be mansub. Idha kana al-istithna taman mujaban. If the istithna is tam, complete, both parts are mentioned, and yani muttasil, yani al-istithna al-muttasil, we're going to look at whether or not it's mujab or ghayr mujab. So if it's tam, both parts are mentioned, and muttasil, both parts are the same, and it's mujab, there's no negation or prohibition or istifham, then wujub and nasb. Yajibu nasbu, it's obligatory to make it mansub. This is in the case of what? Tam, muttasil, mujab. Yani tam meaning both parts are present, muttasil means they are both the same, and mujab means there's no negation or prohibition or istifham. And then they give us three examples. One in which the mustathna minhu is going to be marfoon, and one in which it's going to be mansub, and one in which it's going to be majroor. It doesn't matter. If it's tam, muttasil, mujab, doesn't matter if the mustathna minhu is marfu'un, mansub, or majrur, the mustathna is going to be mansub. First example, hadara, yani alif, hadara at-tullabu illa hamidan. Here in this case, at-tullab is the fa'il of hadara, so it's marfu'un, but the mustathna has to be mansub. Because why? Because it's tam, muttasil, mujab. Ba, ra'aytu at-tullaba illa hamidan. I saw the students except hamid. Here, the mustathna minhu is mansub, maf'ulun bi. It doesn't matter if it's marfu'un as in the previous example or mansub as in this example, the mustathna has to be mansub. Why? Because it's tam, muttasil, mujab. Mujab, tam, muttasil, mujab is always going to be mansub. The third example, ittasaltu bittullabi illa hamidan. I called the students except hamid. And again here, the mustathna minhu is majrur by the harf, by the preposition be, but it doesn't matter. Mustathna has to be mansub. The second ruling is jawaz and nasb wal itba'i. Jawazu and nasbi wal itba'i. That it will be permissible to either for it to be mansub, or al itba' means for it to follow the i'rab of the mustathna minhu. This is the second possible ruling for the istithna with the mustathna with illa. That it's permissible that it be mansub or that it follow the i'rab of the mustathna minhu. Yajuzu nasbuhu. It's permissible for it to be mansub. Wa itba'uhu. Or for it to follow. Lima qablahu. Itba'uhu lima qablahu fi al-i'rab. Or it may follow what came before it, the mustathna minhu, in terms of is i'rab. When is this permissible? Nasb and itba'. Idha kan al-istithna taman ghayra mujab. If it's tam, muttasil, غَيْرَ mujab, yani there is negation or prohibition or istifham. And they're going to give us three examples of negation, three examples of prohibition, and three examples of istifham. And we're going to see in every case that the mustathna minhu is going to be in the first example marfu'un, second example mansub, third example majrur. That's for the nafi. And the same thing for nahi, marfu'un, mansub, and majrur. And same thing for istifham, marfu'un, mansub and majrur, meaning the mustathna minhu is going to be different i'rabs. And that's important because of what? Because in this case, where it's tam, muttasil, ghayra mujab, it can either be mansub automatically or it can follow the i'rab of the mustathna minhu. So we're going to see that the second possibility following the mustathna minhu might be marfu'un or mansub or majrur. So it can follow that or it can just be automatically mansub, the permissibility of nasb or itba, yani that is permissible for it to be mansub or for it to follow what the i'rab of what's before it, yani the i'rab of the mustathna minhu, and that is if this istithna is tam, both parts are mentioned, muttasil, both of them are the same, and it's ghayra mujab, yani it's not affirmative, there's negation or prohibition or istifham. Okay, so for negation, three examples. Alif, ma hadara at-tullabu illa hamidan. Or you can say, ma hadara at-tullabu illa hamidun. Yani hamidan meaning it's automatically mansub, or it can follow the i'rab of at-tullab. The mustathna minhu marfu'un as the fa'il of hadara. So we can say, ma hadara at-tullabu illa hamidan, or ma hadara at-tullabu illa hamidun. The second example of nafi. ما سألت الطلاب مفعول به منصوب إلا حامدا or إلا حامدا. In both cases it's going to be منصوب automatically or منصوب because it's following the إعراب of the مستثنى منه which is the مفعول به الطلاب منصوب. The third example for نفي ما اتصلت بالطلاب إلا حامدا or إلا حامد following the إعراب of the mustathna minhu bittullabi. Three examples for nahi. This is also ghayra mujab. It's tam, it's muttasil, but it's ghayra mujab. Yani it has some nafi or nahi or istifham. Here's nahi. Three examples. La yakhruj ahadun illa hamidan. No one should go out except hamidan or illa hamidun. No one should go out except hamid. Either you can say mansub hamidan or marfu'un hamidun following the i'rab of the mustathna minhu أحدٌ. ب. لا تسأل أحدًا إلا حامدًا or إلا حامدًا. In both cases, it's going to be mansub automatically or mansub because it's following the إعراب of the مفعولٌ بي. لا تسأل حامدًا. ج. لا تتصل بأحدٍ إلا حامدًا or إلا حامدٍ. Don't call anyone except حامد. يعني automatically mansub or حامدٍ اسم مجرور following the إعراب of ب. أحدٍ تام متصل غير موجب. And the last three examples of غير موجب is for استفهام. هل غاب أحدٌ مرفوع with ضمة as the فاعل إلا حامدًا وإلا حامدٌ. Can be automatically منسوب or can follow the إعراب of the فاعل in this case. ما هل غاب أحدٌ مرفوع with ضمة. با هل رأيت هل رأيت أحدًا إلا حامدًا وإلا حامدًا. Automatically منسوب or can be منسوب following the إعراب of the مفعول به. يعني هل رأيت أحدًا. جيم هل اتصلت بأحدٍ إلا حامدًا وإلا حامدٍ. يعني can automatically be منسوب or can follow the إعراب of the مستثنى منه يعني بأحدٍ. And this is in the case of what? These are all examples of نفي or نهي or استفهام. Those are when the استثناء is تام. Both parts are mentioned. It's متصل. Both of them are the same. But it's غير موجب. There's negation or prohibition or استفهام. Turning to page 360 or 266. يعني the third type of ruling. إعرابه بحسب ما يقتضيه العامل. يعني the إعراب is going to be in accordance with what is required, what is necessitated. ما يقتضيه العامل or ما يطلبه العامل. يعني whatever the إعراب would be if the except the أدات الاستثناء إلا was not there, what would that sentence require the مستثنى to be? So the إعراب is حسب ما يقتضيه العامل. يعرب, its إعراب is considered to be بحسب ما يقتضيه العامل, in accordance with what is required by the عامل. يعني what is required by the يعني the sentence. يعني if it is the يعني if it's the مفعول به of the verb or if it's the فاعل of the verb. يعني whatever the عامل requires it to do excuse me, it's going to follow that. It's going to follow that إعراب, whatever is required by the sentence. كما لو كانت إلا غير موجودة. يعني just as though the إلا, the word إلا was not there, what would be the إعراب of the مستثنى if the word إلا wasn't there? إذا كان الاستثنى مفرغا. يعني this, the إعراب is according to what is required by the عامل. يعني when the استثنى is مفرغ. يعني مفرغ being the opposite of تام. تام meaning the مستثنى منه is also mentioned along with the مستثنى. But if the مستثنى منه is not mentioned, then it's مفرغ. And in that case, it doesn't have a fixed إعراب. We take out إلا and see what the إعراب would be. Here they give us for مفرغ examples of negation and نفي, three examples. And then a نهي, prohibition, two examples. And استفهام, two examples. So let's see, how do we know what the إعراب? Take out the word إلا and see what it would be. خلاص, that's what it is. So the first example, ما جاء إلا حامدٌ. No one came except حامد. How do we know that it's حامدٌ مرفوعٌ? Take out إلا. ما جاء حامدٌ. حامدٌ is the فاعل, مرفوعٌ with ضمة. That's its إعراب. Now we have to put back إلا back in, otherwise we change the meaning. با ما سألت إلا حامدًا. I didn't ask anyone except حامد. How do we know it's حامدًا? Take out إلا. ما سألت حامدًا مفعول به منسوب. جيم ما اتصلت إلا بحامدٍ. I didn't يعني call anyone except حامد. How do we know that it's يعني حامدٍ? Well, we don't even have to take out إلا here because the preposition already tells us that it's إلا. But if we take out, I mean that it's مجرور. But if we take out إلا, we see ما اتصلت بحامدٍ. يعني اسم مجرور. نعم. The next two examples, Alif and Ba, are for Nahayi, where there's a prohibition. لا يخرج إلا حامدون. لا يخرج إلا حامدون. How do we know it's حامدون? If we take out إلا, يعني حامدون will be the fa'il of يخرج. Fa'il مرفون with ضمة. Ba, لا تسأل إلا حامدون. Don't ask anyone except حامد. How do we know it's حامدون? Take out إلا. حامدون. لا تسأل حامدون. يعني حامدان مفعول به منصوب. The next two examples are for استفهام. هل جاء إلا حامدون? Did anyone come except حامد? How do we know it's حامدون? Take out إلا. هل جاء حامدون فاعل مرفوع with ضمة. با هل رأيت إلا حامدان? Did you see anyone except حامد? How do we know it's حامدان? Take out إلا. هل رأيت حامدان مفعول به منصوب. The fourth type of ruling, and we looked at the mufarrag now, we said that it doesn't have any fixed ruling, and we looked at the tam muttasil, when it's mujab, it's automatically mansub. If it's ghayr mujab, we said it has two possibilities, to be automatically mansub or follow the i'rab of the mustathna minhu. So we looked at mujab and ghayr mujab, and we looked at mufarrag, and the fourth type of ruling with illa is the munqati'ah. Halfway down page 266, حكم المستثنى في الاستثناء المنقطع. يعني the ruling of the مستثنى, the exception, in the situation of الاستثناء المنقطع. المنقطع is the opposite of متصل. متصل means the two parts are the same type. المنقطع means they are both mentioned but they are different from one another. So the حكم of المستثنى in الاستثناء المنقطع is يجب نصبه. يعني it being منصوب is obligatory في جميع أحواله, in all situations or circumstances. المنقطع is always منصوب. They gave us two examples. The first example is affirmative, موجب. The second example is negation, غير موجب. يعني حضر الطلاب إلا المدرسة. The students all attended except the teacher. So here both parts are mentioned. Therefore, it's tam, but they are different from one another. The mustathna minhu is tulab, and the mustathna is teacher. Therefore, it has to be mansub. The second example is an example where there's negation. ما حضر التلاب إلا المدرسة. None of the students attended except the teacher. Here, again, the mustathna minhu is tulab, and the mudarris is the mustathna. Both of them are mentioned, so it's tam, but they are different. So it's munqati'a, it has to be mansub. And finally, we look at the hukm of the mustathna with ghayru and siwa, and we said that the mustathna is going to be mudaf ilayhi majrur. Hukmuhu al-jarru bil-idafati. The ruling is that the mustathna with ghayru and siwa has to be majrur because of idafa. وَتُعْرَبُ غَيْرُ. The word غَيْر, and the same thing will be for siwa, it will be its i'rab. تُعْرَبُ غَيْر بِمَا كَانَ يُعْرَبُ بِهِ الْمُسْتَثْنَى مَا إِلَّا. So the i'rab of غَيْر and siwa will be whatever was the i'rab. مَا كَانَ يُعْرَبُ بِهِ الْمُسْتَثْنَى. Yani whatever the mustathna would have been its i'rab, if it was, instead of غير or سوى, if it was إلا, whatever the مستثنى's إعراب would be, that's the إعراب of غير. In other words, in a استثناء with غير or سوى, if we replaced it with إلا, whatever would be the إعراب of the مستثنى, now the مستثنى is going to be مضاف إليه مجرور. But whatever would have been the إعراب of the مستثنى, if the استثناء was with إلا, now it's with غير or سوى, so the إعراب of غير or سوى is going to be the إعراب that would have been the إعراب of the مستثنى if the tool of استثناء was إلا. So if we just change the sentence from غير to إلا, whatever the مستثنى its إعراب would be, that will be the إعراب of the word غير or the word سوى. Except that in غير we're going to see the إعراب, and in siwa, because it's a ism maqsoor, yani it ends with alif maqsoor, we're not going to see the sign of i'rab, but the i'rab will be takdiri, will be the same as the i'rab with ghayru. Okay, again, حكمه الجر بالإضافة. The ruling of the مستثنى is going to be مجرور because of إضافة. And the word غير or سوى, its إعراب is whatever would have been the إعراب of the مستثنى if we were using إلا instead of غير or سوى. Okay, the first example they give us, and they give us four examples. The first example is, in fact, all of these examples are for غير, but the same example, if we put siwa there, would be the same exact thing. The same ghair and siwa work exactly the same, although the examples that they gave us here is only for ghair. The same thing is applicable to siwa, except that siwa is an ism maqsoor. So we wouldn't see the sign of i'rab if we were using siwa, but the i'rab would be the same, except that it's takdiri. First sentence, ja'a tulabu. It should, in my book it says ghairu, it should be ghaira with fatha. Should be يعني منسوب وثفته. جاء الطلاب غير حامد. So how do we know that it should be غير and not غير? Because if we change غير for إلا, we say جاء الطلاب إلا حامدا. So the ruling for the مستثنى حامدا, يعني here it's تام متصل موجب, so it has to be منسوب. So therefore the word غير takes that ruling here. يعني when we use غير instead of إلا, the I'rab of the مستثنى منه goes to the word غير or سوى, except that we don't see the vowel in سوى. Okay, let's turn to the next page and see the second example for غير and سوى. Number 2, page 267. ما جاء الطلاب غير حامد. None of the students came except حامد. So how do we know that غير is مرفوع with ضمة here? Because we get rid of غيره and put إلا. ما جاء الطلاب إلا حامدا أو حامد. يعني in this case it will be تام متصل غير موجب, because there's negation here. So in that case it can be either automatically منسوب or it can take the إعراب of the مستثنى منه. So in this case, يعني ما جاء الطلاب إلا حامدا أو حامد, it can be automatically منسوب. Or can follow the i'rab of at-tullabu marfoon with dhamma. So in this case, yani whatever would be the i'rab with illa of hamidan or hamidun, that will be the i'rab of ghayru. Ma jaa at-tullabu ghayru or ghayra hamidin. Both of them are permissible. Number 3, ma jaa ghayru hamidin. Ma jaa ghayru hamidin. No one came except hamid. So ghayru is marfoon here with dhamma. And how do we know that? Because we get rid of غيره and put إلا. ما جاء إلا حامد. ما جاء إلا حامد. In this case, with إلا, we know that it's مفرغ. We know that it's مفرغ because the مستثنى منه is not mentioned. Therefore, it's مفرغ. And مفرغ, يعني, takes the إعراب of whatever is required by the sentence. It's not fixed. How do we know what's required by the sentence? Get rid of إلا. ما جاء حامدون. حامدون is the فاعل مرفوع with ضمة. So if the مستثنى in ما جاء إلا حامدون is مرفوع, so غيره is going to be مرفوع. ما جاء غير حامدين. يعني غيره takes the إعراب of the مستثنى منه حامدون if we were using إلا instead of غيره. Here it's مفرغ because the مستثنى منه is not mentioned. Therefore, how do we know the إعراب? Take out إلا. ما جاء حامدون يعني فاعل مرفوع with ضمة, so غيره is مرفوع with ضمة. The last example, ما سألت غير حامد. ما سألت غير حامد. يعني I didn't ask anyone except حامد. So غير has فتح here, and that's because if we get rid of غير and exchange it for إلا, ما سألت إلا حامدا. ما I didn't ask anyone except حامد. Here the مستثنى منه is not mentioned, so it's مفرغ. And if it's مفرغ, how do we know the إعراب of the مستثنى منه حامدا? Take out إلا. ما سألت حامدا مفعولا به منسوب الفتح. So حامدا is منسوب. Therefore, if we put back غيره instead of إلا, غيره has to be منسوب. And finally, the six possible ruling, يعني four rulings with إلا and one ruling, يعني with سوى and غير, and the sixth ruling is the حكم of استثناء with ما خلا and ما عدا. حكمه النصب. Its ruling is that it's mansub. For example, جاء الطلاب ما خلا حامدا, or جاء الطلاب ما عدا حامدا. يعني the students came except حامد. With ما خلا ما عدا, يعني the مستثنى منه is going to be the مفعول به of that verb, and therefore it has to always be mansub. ما خلا حامدا وما عدا حامدا. Okay, at this point we're supposed to look at exercise number 3, استخراج من الدرس ما ورد فيه من أمثلة الاستثناء واذكر نوع كل واحد منها وإعرابه. We might not be able to do all of that, we only have a few minutes remaining. But we did go through the إعراب of all the 16 examples of استثناء when we read the dialogue. So perhaps, and we'll look at some of it, and maybe next week inshallah we'll try to take out some time, hopefully. We could take out some time next week and go through it. But I'll just point out the places that you should be looking at here for the examples of istithna and the type of istithna and the i'rab of it. Okay, so in the few minutes that remain, we go to the dialogue on page 261, 262, and 263. And again, I numbered the first page 1 through 16. One through 17. Second page 1 through 17. Third page 1 through 4. يعني in line 2 we have نجح الطلاب كلهم إلا واحدا. يعني واحدا is تام متصل موجب, so it has to be منسوب. In line 5 Ibrahim says وقد أجبت عن الأسئلة كلها إلا الأول. الأول is منسوب with فتح because it's تام متصل موجب, so it has to be منسوب. In line 7 at the end of the line it says وَلَمْ يَبْقَى إِلَّا شَهْرٌ وَاحِدٌ أَوْ أَقَلُّ. Here شَهْرٌ is it's مُفَرَّق because the مُسْتَثْنَى مِنْهُ is not mentioned and its إِعْرَاب is not fixed, but according to يعني what is required by the sentence, if we take out إِلَّا لَمْ يَبْقَى شَهْرٌ فَاعِلْ مَرْفُون with ضَمَّة. In line 10 we have نَدْرُسُ الْكِتَابَ كُلَّهُ إِلَّا الدَّرْسَيْنِ الْأَخِيرَيْنِ. يعني we are studying the book, all of it, except the final two lessons here. الدرسيني يعني is مستثنى تام متصل موجب. يعني both parts are mentioned, both of them are the same. There's no negation, prohibition, or استفهام, so it's mandatory that be منسوب. In line 12, Ali says ما غاب اليوم إلا حامد. Here, this is مفرغ. The مستثنى منه is not mentioned, it's not تام. Therefore, we look at the what is required by the sentence. If we remove illa, we say ما غاب اليوم حامد فاعل مرفوع with ضمة. In line 14 هو معي سأعطيكه غدا إن شاء الله لقد صححت الدفاتر كلها إلا إياه. Here we have يعني إلا إياه is تام متصل موجب, so it has to be منسوب إياه يعني في محل نصب. In line 16 we have in 15 and 16 شرحت لكم الدرس إلا جملا منها جملا is منسوب because it's تام متصل موجب, therefore it has to be منسوب. On the next page 262 line 2 we have فلم يفهمه أحد إلا إبراهيم, so إبراهيم is مرفون because it's تام متصل غير موجب because there's negation here. فلم يفهم أحد إلا, so it either can be مرفوع or can be, يعني here it is اتباع following the إعراب of أحد, but it also could be يعني منسوب, but here they made it following the إعراب of أحد. In line 5 and 6 we have أسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس. Here إبليس is منسوب because it's منقطع, استثناء منقطع, it's not متصل. يعني they are different, so it has to be منسوب. In the next line we have شربوا إلا شرب فشربوا منه إلا قليلا. يعني here يعني قليلا is منسوب because it's تام متصل موجب, so it has to be منسوب. In line 8 ما فعلوه إلا قليل, قليل is مرفوع because it's تام متصل غير موجب, so it can be رف and it can be نصب, they made it مرفوع. In line 9 فهل يحلك إلا القوم الفاسقون يعني القوم here is يعني مرفوع because it's مفرق so it doesn't have a fixed إعراب if we take out إلا يهلكوا القوم نائب فاعل مرفوع in line 12 we have the hadith إلا بغلة بغلة here is تام منقطع the بغلة is different than يعني what's mentioned before it so it's منقطع therefore it must be منسوب in line 16 we have ألا كل شيء ما خلا الله باطل ما خلا is the verb so the love the جلال الله is the مفعول به has to be منسوب on the next page 263 the first line we have ما عدا الطلاب يعني ما عدا is a فعل الطلاب is مفعول به منسوب and finally in line 4 we have قد حضر الطلاب كلهم إلا المدرسين مدرسين here is منسوب because it's تام but it's منقطع يعني it's different from the tulab munqatiya must be mansub and that's the end of what's in the dialogue even though we went through a little bit quickly but we had previously went through it so I hope everybody was able to follow it subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik I ask Allah for myself and for each of you that he grant us success in doing that which is pleasing to him that he recognize reward and record our good deeds pardon forgive and overlook our mistakes and errors and that he grant us الثبات على الصراط المستقيم until we return to him in a condition of being pleased with him and pleasing to him and that he يعني, grant good health to those who amongst us who are sick and that he grant his يعني, rahmah to those who have passed away fill their graves with light and make them spacious and save them from the punishment of the grave and the punishment of the fire